Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hey, hello. It is Tuesday, the 7th of July, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. My name is Thekiso Anthony Lififi, and starting in Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari has reportedly suspended the acting chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Ibrahim Magu, following allegations of fraud leveled against him. Magu is being investigated for alleged corruption set to run up to 1 trillion naira. He was allegedly questioned for 6 hours on Monday before being detained. Over in South Sudan, the central bank is cutting its interest rate by 10%. From 13% as part of efforts to mitigate effects of the coronavirus outbreak on the economy. This is the second time the central bank has slashed its rates since April, when it cut by 200 basis points to 13%. The downward revision was geared towards reducing the cost of financing private sector by commercial banks. And in the south of the continent, in South Africa, Masmad has started talks with unions to cut up to 1,800 jobs at the company's struggling game stores as constrained spending and the coronavirus weigh on the performance. Majority owned by Walmart, Masmad is implementing a new operating model at Game after what it calls an indifferent performance in the 2019 financial year and the negative impact of trading restrictions because of the pandemic on sales. Still in South Africa, the consumer confidence slumped to its worst level in 35 years during the second quarter of this year as households grappled with economic fallout of phase lockdown restriction imposed to slow the spread of the coronavirus. The Johannesburg Stock Exchange had a stellar performance, its second in a row, with gold miners leading gains while global markets were mixed as investors worry about the rapid rise of COVID-19. The JSE All Share Index gained about 0.72% to finish off at 55,243 points. Gold miners rose by 4.6% and the Platinum Mining Index gained about 3%, while bank shares fell by over 1%. The JSE All Share is down by 3.2% so far this year. Hey, thank you so much for joining us and listening. Join us again tomorrow for the latest business and financial news from around the continent. Remember to subscribe and leave a review. It makes it easier for other people to find us. Thank you. Cheers. Enjoy your day.